day, amazing humans. Yes. And welcome to Thriving Thursdays on the Own Your Thrive podcast. Are you ready to be inspired by chewable size episodes? Well, I think you are. So let the show begin. Yes. Great day. Amazing humans. Welcome to another episode of Thriving Thursdays. I am joined by Gabby Mamone, kindness queen.
Oh, thank you. I'm blushing, but you can't see because we're on the phone.
So what's up? It's so funny. Like, I think you always wait for me to say, so what's up? But you're the one coming with some.
Can I take the floor?
Because I have absolutely no idea.
Okay. And this is true. You know, we have very brief chats about these Thriving Thursdays. But she doesn't know, like, the questions that I'm going to ask.
On any given day, I don't know. I do. Not at all. I do. So, when something comes up, I might drop a nugget. Oh my God.
Yeah.
This would be so
yeah.
Tough. Okay.
Yeah. No, so that's good. So I'll tell you what we want to know today.
Okay.
We want to know a little bit about your company, your brand, Empowered in My Skin. I want to know a little bit more about where did it come from? You know, what's the history of it? You know, where do you see it going? You know, what's the experience been like? Tell us a little bit more about that journey.
So you can't, well, nobody can see. Well, Gabby can see me smiling. You guys can't see me. I hope you hear me smiling. So I could talk about human empowerment all day. And so Empowered in My Skin was born in 2015 and was born from my journey out of a place of inner darkness, right? So I was very joyful on the outside, and it's really a girlfriend of mine that really, I mean, she didn't say it in these words, but it was almost like, check your joy, because I don't think it reaches all the way to your spirit, you know?
Yeah.
And so I really wanted to know what it was like to have a free spirit. And so I did the work. And coming out of that work, I just really truly start to feel for the first time in my life empowered in skin that I had felt so disempowered in for so long. And such was born Empowered in My Skin. And I recognized that I didn't get there alone. And I got there by some other brave humans, mostly women, whom had helped me, coached me, shared wisdom with me. And I really wanted to use those same women to share their truth with other women with the hopes of helping to empower other humans. And that's really how it started. And I had an event. Originally, it was just going to be creating a stage, a platform where people can come and share their stories. And then we can have some circles, right? Like some sharing circles where we can each share and learn from each other and grow and come out of there feeling more empowered. Because I truly believe what I heard Tom Bilyeu say one day, you know, empowered human is the lead domino needed to change the world.
Wow.
I truly believe that. And since then, I mean, I think empowerment is truly that lead domino. And so I have become so radical about wanting to see and help empower humans everywhere. And I even have on my vision board, which I'm looking at, is the best way to become a billionaire is to help a billion people. And so there's a, you know, a hashtag that I've, you know, started using. I should use it more, but it's 1 billion empowered. And I believe, and I'll say it here, is, you know, say that this might be cocky, I believe that I have the power to empower 1 billion people, you know, to really help empower 1 billion people. And I want to do the work through Empowered in My Skin, because I know what it's like to not feel empowered in the skin that we're in, just in this covering that we have, you know? Right. And so now I'm just getting smarter about how I brand it. And I mean, you know, I typically have an Empowered in My Skin shirt on when I speak or when I'm doing anything. I'm really making sure that it transcends in all areas of my life. I brought it into corporate. I try to emulate it everywhere within my relationships and where I go. This podcast, interestingly enough, is Own Your Thrive. And in season two of this podcast, who would have thought I'd be talking about season two? Right. But as we wrap up season one, which will be a 52 episode season, I am going to rebrand Own Your Thrive podcast to Empowered in My Skin, because it just makes sense. It's my organization. It's incorporated. It's the business I'm running. And I just realize everything should be just under the brand of empowerment. And the more you speak it, the more it you manifest it. And so we're going to manifest empowerment through this podcast going forward.
I love it. I love it. And thank you for that insight of what's to come. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to tell you this, and I don't think I've ever shared this with you before, okay?
Sure.
So the very first time that I saw you ever speak on a stage was the day that we shared the stage at an event called Fearless Voices. Mm-hmm. So shout out to John and Sandro from that organization, because that's how we met. And I'm obviously very grateful for that introduction. But when I was sitting in the audience and I heard your speech, I don't always remember a lot of speeches unless they're very, very strong with a very strong message and story. And I remembered a story that you shared in your speech years ago, and it was about the color of your skin. Mm-hmm. And it was so dark. And you built this metaphor, this imagery in my mind of you trying to scratch the color off of your skin. Mm-hmm. And you actually brought me right into that story. Mm-hmm. And I was affected by that. You know, I'm a white woman who is an ally, and I speak with, I'm very firm on diversity, inclusion, and acceptance. And here you were having this suffering as a young child. You brought me in. And so when I'm hearing you talk now about how empowered you are in your skin, I'm elated, because I saw where you once were and where you are now, and what a beautiful lesson you have taught us through your journey.
Thank you. And if you don't mind, it made me emotional. So I think about that little girl and what she had been asked is if she scrubbed her skin really hard, could she wash the dirt off? And I tried. And back then, I'm African, so we have this thing called the reefy sponge. And it's really, you can get them today.
Yeah.
And it's a really hard sponge. And I would scrub and scrub and scrub. And I'd wake up in the morning, I'd look in the mirror, and I'd still be this, you know, dark shade of brown, and just couldn't scrub my skin off. Yeah. And I remember, I think I had told a story that as I became more empowered in my skin, which is now, you can't tell me that. If anything, I thank you for that, because we now call that exfoliation.
Yeah.
I still scrub my skin real hard to exfoliate. And anybody that has skin should also do the same.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Right. Yeah. So thank you, white people, for asking me that very stupid thing when I was a young kid.
Oh my gosh.
Because no, there's not an esthetician that I don't go to that says, your skin is so soft and supple. I was like, yes, because people look like you used to have
it. And it glows, it glows. For the listeners out there, and Nkechi and I are doing this on a Zoom call, so we can actually see each other. And you should see her. She's, I don't know if it's the light shining through your office, but you've got this glow on you. I feel like you're just skating on your shoulders.
It's exfoliation. You should get a reefy sponge. You can still get them, man.
That is funny. So to wrap this up, you know, for anyone that's kind of going through some challenges about maybe their identity of their own skin, what advice would you give?
So I can only share from experience, right? Yeah. Like, I'm not a PhD in this by any shape or the form, but the way that I did it, and I actually just think it's a workable path for so many people, is I had to be willing to face what feared me. Okay. I had to be willing to face those fears. And fear for me was anything that was absent of love.
Okay.
And the second thing I had to do is I had to realize that any fear I felt now had to have been formed from an experience that had already passed. Mm. And therefore, do I want to live in the past or do I want to live in the now?
Right.
And choosing to live in the now meant that I had to recognize that that which is past can no longer harm me.
Yeah.
You know, and that if anything, I was causing myself more harm by continuing to drum it up.
Okay.
And so it was just being brave enough to say, I can let it go. It is actually not my identity, you know? And the last thing that, you know, I say it all the time and I'll never get tired of saying it, is just choosing love forward.
Yeah.
Choosing love forward.
That's great. It's,
yeah.
Do we need to invest in an exfoliation sponge anymore?
Yes, I think exfoliation is great.
Maybe you should add that as one of your products that you sell on your site.
I know, the reefy sponge, right? I should, eh? And branded Empowered of My Skin.
Mental, no, we're manifesting now. All right, and we've run out of time.
Oh, that is so great, Gabby. And I love you guests for staying and listening. But this is the part of the show where Gabby and I say, we're out.
Bye-bye.
So there you have it. I hope you're thriving and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever medium you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with somebody else that you think could benefit from the tips that were delivered. Because when we share, that is truly when we have the capacity and the power to change the world. It's been awesome hanging with you. It's your girl, and I'm out.